Baltimore Police Commissioner Anthony Batts says that 10 arrests were made during the first hour of the city's new curfew, which went into effect at 10 o'clock last night. The curfew comes after hundreds of people rioted in Baltimore Monday night. Yesterday, residents and business owners tried to pick themselves up, cleaning the streets, repairing their neighborhoods. WIPR's Mary Rose Madden has this report from McElderry Park.
James Fletcher was checking in on folks when he stepped into a check cashing store in East Baltimore. Rioters had broken windows, the door, stolen an ATM machine, busted another one, and taken the cash. Fletcher is the director of a mentoring program. When the rioting broke out, he says he recognized some of the faces in the streets.
I am taking it personal because I tried so hard. I mean, I was a troubled youth myself. And I see all they needed was somebody just to talk to them, just to let them know that it's people here for you. Just open your arms and accept us. I say within time, if we just keep going and keep going and be dedicated, we'll soon reach him. We'll reach him. We just can't lose our faith. We can't lose hope. We just can't lose it because, I mean, it'd be so easy to walk away. It's so easy to walk away, but the hardest thing is to stick around and fight through it.
Fletcher says it would be easy to walk away, but he's not going to let the anger that's risen up destroy his community. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting in Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.